real fine, my 4-9. She's real fine, my 4-9, my 4-9.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha. Aloha and hello for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Okay, today's issue is about what a lot of you read in the newspaper by Lee Cataluna about safety stickers, especially, well, in the area of Kaimuki. It's actually all over, not just in Kaimuki. There's one person went to 8 places and couldn't find somebody to give him a safety check. When he finally found some place, it was a 2-hour wait. Now you hear all kinds of happening, okay? But the big thing is, a lot of the inspection stations are giving false failures, okay? So this one lady, elderly lady, was told that she need to replace all 4 struts on her car, amounting to $3,000, or she won't pass the safety check. So she said, oh, she's just going to go someplace else then. And the safety check station told her that she cannot, because he took pictures of her car. She has to come back to him. Well, this, by the way, was a dealership. It was not a service station, but a car dealership. And we hear a lot about these stuffs. And that's why I'm telling you, the people, cut safety check out. Number one, it's not being done right. Number two, they're using it as a scam. And number three, 40 states in the USA don't have safety check. Why should Hawaii have safety check? They cut out safety check when the federal government stopped the federal funding for safety check. So now the safety check system is being paid by tax dollars. Okay? Not by the $20 you spend to have a safety check done. The stations are also dropping it because it's not worth doing a safety check for $20. Okay, $20, and if you do it the right way, it takes about an hour. Who's gonna do business and not make money? Only the state does. The state does that. They do business and not make money. That's why they keep jacking up your taxes. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, I think Bob has the pictures of old Hawaii up on our website, www.georgenita.com, of how Waikiki looked way back in the 40s. Compared to now. The reason tourists come to Hawaii is because of the beauty of Hawaii. A lot of them, go talk to them, never expected to see high-rises like they have now. They have a picture, it's on our website, looking from the Alawai Yacht Club to Diamond Head. Clear view. Back in 1945. Today, you can't see Diamond Head. It's gone. From the Alawai Yacht Club. And do you know that Alawai Canal, there were boats in there before. Okay? It's not like today. There's no boats in there today. Anyway, highly recommended to have your car checked, even if you've gone through safety check. It's better to be safe than sorry. We're finding so much defects in brakes, steering, suspension, and all of that stuff. My son Todd just did a Durango that passed safety check, and both back brakes weren't working at all. Okay? And he just did a 66 Mustang. Celine, Steve, you know about this one. A 66 Mustang passed safety check, left front brakes locked up, locked solid, and passed safety check. Guy came in with the left front brakes of tires dragging on the road. It wouldn't release, and he passed safety check. So what good is it to have a system that is not doing the safety thing that's supposed to be doing? Okay? And the state is so dumb to do a system like this without thinking that if there is a major accident, the state is going to be liable for a big, big lawsuit. Well, the politicians don't care, but because it's not their money. It's the tax dollars. Okay? So, anyway, you need to stop it. I can say this all day long, and as long as you, the people of Hawaii, do not say a thing, it'll continue. What surprised me was there was only one guy that was pushing for keeping of safety check. Only one guy. And there are six against safety check. Now, what is that? What kind of voting is that? Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? I recommend checking your belts. If you have timing belt, have that checked. It's very simple, okay? And if you have to replace a timing belt, specify to the mechanic, spray it and drench it with silicone spray. Silicone is a natural preservative for rubber and plastic, okay? So, it's your choice. Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. I was supposed to give you a trivia question, but I forgot what the question was. That's the question. What is the question that I'm supposed to ask? How's that?
4 out of 8.
What is that question? That's a good question for a trivia. Anyway. Oahu is going to become a very, very hard place to live. Because number one, the cost of living is going up. Businesses are closing down. People are losing their jobs. All along Kamehameha Highway, there's going to be more and more businesses shutting down because of the rail. And does anybody think about that? Yeah, the rail may be good, but how do you make it where people lose their business, they lose their job for the rail? Was that worth it? Think about it if it was your job or your business that shut down because of the rail. Okay? Doing something, you have to be careful because it's not a minor surgery. You're doing a very, very major surgery here. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Ernie from Makiki.
Hey, Ernie.
Yeah, George, you know me as with the car, Are You Well, and then the Forester. Now, I want to say something on the article here that wasn't mentioned. She says the auto shops that are doing safety checks are often so slammed that they're waiting lists and appointment books, and still they're juggling between 40 and 50 safety checks a day. The inspection station gets only a portion of a $20 safety check, so it is much more profitable to use an auto shop's time more correctly. I'll go off the road, but I thought that was important to be brought up because I remember you always saying that they get most of the 20, and she's saying that that is not right.
No.
Okay, George, thank you. Bye.
Okay, think now. It's common sense, folks. Would you do safety check if you're paid only $2 to do it and the rest of it goes to the state? Would you do it? You're paying your mechanic $17 or $20 an hour to do the safety check. Common sense, folks. Oh, excuse me. Common sense passed away back in the 60s. Anyway, you know, it is impossible to do a thorough safety check and do 50 in a day. Ask Mario Yano, he'll tell you. He was with the DMV. It's impossible. You cannot. It takes at least half an hour to do one. At least. Minimum. How do you do 50 in 8 hours? You tell me. Okay, who's next?
We have Celine Steve on the line.
Hey, Celine Steve.
Yes, it's me. Okay, first of all, yeah, they cannot do it. If they're doing a thorough safety check, should take at least a half an hour. That means they got to put the car on the lift, take wheels off, check all the brakes, the lining, everything, and to inspect the exhaust system and all of that other kind of stuff. Impossible for one person to do 50 or 40 a day.
That's right.
Just impossible on that end. But anyway, the thing you're supposed to remember is who was your first sponsor for your race car?
That was your question. Yeah, that's a good one.
No, that was the one that you were supposed to ask because nobody got it last week.
Yeah, but you spilled the beans.
But I don't think anybody listened.
People don't listen.
Yeah, so use that question.
Okay.
Yeah, that was your question last week.
Yeah.
That was the question last week.
What was the very first sponsor for my race car, Shenandoah?
Yeah.
65 Nova. That's a good one. Thank you.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. And that's for an oil change from bumper to bumper, roof to tire checkout with an oil change. Okay? What was my very first sponsor on my race car, Shenandoah? And from that very first sponsor, I got a whole bunch more because I took care of my sponsors. I never just switched because another guy came along that gave me a better deal. No. Anyway, remove all your information, registration, safety check, insurance information, anything that has information leading to you. That's the way you live and all of that. Remove it from the car's inside and hide it in the trunk. Okay? Because there's a big scam going on now with people breaking into the cars. Okay, let's say, for instance, you go to the football game. Okay, you park your car. They know you're going to be there at least 2 hours. At least. Okay? They break into your car. They get your information. They know where you live. And they go to your house. And rob your house. You go home. What? Everything's gone. Okay? So, remove that. Do not leave it in there. on the newer cars, they have the VIN number on the windshield. Slip a black piece of paper in there to block the VIN number. It is not against the law to protect yourself. Okay? Safety stickers all have the VIN number on the safety sticker, exposing everything on you. Okay, let me give you an example, because I know a lot of you are having a hard time. Think about this. What if the safety sticker had your social security number on the safety sticker? How would you feel about that? Not so good, huh? Okay. The VIN number is the social security number for your car. Erase it. It is not against the law to remove the VIN number from the safety stickers. Especially you policemen out there that are listening. Remove the VIN number from the safety sticker, because they can make a key with that VIN number and break into your car, your trunk, and take your guns that you have in your trunk. Okay? Okay.
Break time. Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm us. Cleanup spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great, and completely shocked at the news I heard the other day that the state got paid $160 million to collect the tax for the city for the rail.
Uh-huh.
I'm going, $160 million?
Hmm.
I could do it for $1 million. I mean, come on, George. This doesn't make sense. It's computerized now. They have computers. I was just flabbergasted, and then after I calmed down, I said what we always say. The state always claimed they had no interest in the rail, right? It was a city project. They have nothing to do with it. Of course they wanted to go through. Look how much money they're making off of it.
Hmm.
It's just, like I said, it never stops. The more you look at it, the more you have to shake your head and go, really? Really? And these are the people that come up and tell you, it's all for you. That's all I care about, is making sure Hawaii's great and the kids are educated. You know, they still didn't do anything about the overheated school.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They talk about it for 1 week. Oh, yeah, you know, we're going to investigate nothing. It's like the homeless. We did a study for the homeless. Okay, then a new mayor comes up. Oh, we got to do another study for the homeless. George, I'm telling you, we need to get into the study business.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Because we could tell them at the beginning, but how long you want to study? Okay, we'll do a 2-year study to tell you there's going to be homeless people in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What are we going to do? Well, anyway, just wanted to get that off my chest. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Oh, you got to slow down, Bob. Anyway. What was my very first sponsor on my race car? And that's for a trivia question for today. That's for an oil change, bumper to bumper, roof to tire checkout on your car. Okay? As far as the safety check goes, folks, you're paying the $20 for nothing because the car is not really being checked. You know, and if you trust your life, your family's life, to that safety check place, then I'm sorry. Somebody dies or gets injured, that's your fault. Okay? Well, anyway. This company, Waipahu Lawn and Equipment, is putting on the YouTube a lot of BS about ethanol. You know, I really wish these people would wake up and have proof that it is the ethanol that is causing it and not some other chemical in the gasoline. Because we go to court, he's going to have to prove it was the ethanol and not the gas. In court, you have to prove it. You cannot say, because they added ethanol, now it's damaging the small engines. No, you cannot say that. You have to prove it was that chemical. Okay? But I don't like it when people accuse like that with no proof that shows their mentality. But anyway, ethanol is a good fuel. I run all my vehicles on 100% ethanol and no gasoline. I have no problems. No, I did not change the fuel lines and all that. It's the same fuel lines and everything. Fuel tanks the same. Ethanol is vodka. How can ethanol damage anything if you can drink it, folks? The other alcohols you cannot drink is poisonous. That's methanol, wood alcohol. You cannot drink it. Okay? They use ethanol for surgery. They use it for vodka. They use it for all kinds of stuff. So it's not harmful for anything. Think about it. Okay? Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. But anyway, so much for that. Check your motor oil. If you're not using ethanol, check your motor oil once a week. We're finding a lot of people coming in with only half a quart in the oil pan.
Doesn't their that oil light go on though?
The oil light is called what? It's called an idiot light. Because people wait for that light to come on. Idiot. Because the light comes on when there's no more oil in the pan. That's why it's called idiot light. So you should learn how to check your oil. Okay? And if you don't know how to check your oil and you don't want to learn, then take it into your shop that you service with and have them check your motor oil. After a while, the guy going to give you the stink look that you're coming in only to check your motor oil.
Yeah, go. You said once a week, so once a week you go in and check your oil?
Yeah. Check it out.
But what happens, or what could be a problem if your oil keeps going low?
Okay, what's happening?
And you don't see it leaking on the floor.
Okay. What's happening is the octane of the fuel you're using is too low. And because it's too low, The pistons that's going up and down in your engine is rattling. You don't hear it, yes, but it's rattling, and when it rattles, it passes oil out the exhaust. Okay? It eats oil because you're passing it out the exhaust. And if you go on the freeway a lot, you'll pass oil faster. If you're driving only in the city like a little old lady, then you don't pass oil that fast. That's what's causing it. Yeah, a lot of people say, "Oh, I don't hear my engine knocking." Well, a lot of people, you know, from the loud music, or they got their windows rolled up, they can't hear it. Several things. What happens also is the automatic transmission senses, well, the computer senses a knock, and it slips the transmission. So you end up wiping out your transmission because of low octane fuel. If you read your book, the owner's manual, it'll say, do not run fuel below 87. Or, like on the European cars, they say, do not run fuel below 92. Well, there's no 92 in all of USA. 88 is the highest. So, what then? But they post 92 is not. Anyway, break time? Yes.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali East Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink more, but I had a fight instead. I felt proud of myself, but when you said I should, I didn't drink and drive, but some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming on. Something I expected late. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Vietnam, the first seemed so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, and I would have to die. A lot of people do it, Mom, knowing that it runs blind, and the pain is cutting me like a 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have told him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe it's a past. I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold him, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom, so I love you again.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? The other issue is on the recon safety check. A recon is if you have modified your car by making it taller, shorter, longer, whatever, then you need a recon. Okay? That was a state issue. Now, it's only required on Oahu. Now, if it is a safety issue, shouldn't it be on all islands? I mean, how many cars does it take to kill a whole group of kids? How many cars? One? Ten? How many? All you need is one. So if it is a safety issue, then recon should be on all islands. But it's being done the wrong way here on Oahu. So anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have Stephen from Kailua.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, George. How's it?
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about the alternator.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a new car nowadays, but I think if the alternator goes out, the whole car dies, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you cannot jump it, huh?
You can. But it won't work because the alternator has to replenish the volts in the battery,
right,
and the battery will be dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky when I had my Ford Ranger, I changed it just in time. But now the new car is, I don't know, you got to look on the dash, you get some kind of warning light, I don't know.
Well, you know, part of what's been neglected is, you know, when you take your car in for service, part of the service should be checking the alternator and the battery.
Okay.
That is part of the service. But because you go to a Jiffy Lube or someplace real quickie, they don't do that.
Wow. So how do you test the alternator?
They have testers for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's something to think about.
The easy way to check, test your alternator, and you can do it on your own, is you start the car up, okay?
Yeah.
You got the hood open.
Yeah.
Remove the negative, the minus one, the one with the minus sign. Remove that battery terminal.
On the battery?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if the car keeps running, your alternator's good.
Yeah.
That's the cheap, easy way.
Yeah.
And if the alternator is not charging enough, the engine will die.
Hmm.
Okay?
Alright. And then, you know, I never go to Sam's Club to check how much larger bottle of vodka costs yet, but that should be, you know, when you're in times of natural disasters, you know, you need bottled water and canned goods, maybe you need a larger bottle of vodka.
Yeah, that too.
But, you know, if you go liquor store, you like buy that. Don't sell it there. You're buying it for fuel, you know, because you might hoard the stuff.
Yeah.
Just tell him, hey, I think the world's going to end. I like get drunk. That's what he wants to hear.
That's good.
Okay. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
Thanks.
Aloha. Okay.
What is the other one where you can go under your car and, like, hit it with the hammer? Is that for the starter?
The starter. Yes.
So
you find the starter and you hit it with a hammer. And it wakes the starter up. That's what some people need. And hit them on the head and wake them up. Okay? So.
And it always works?
It always works. And
wait, well, how do you know if it's the starter and you do that?
Well, you first of all, if the car don't start, and you know, they always say, oh, but my lights go on and all. Lights can go on with a dead battery. Anyway, the way to do it is on an automatic car, you hold a brake, and you move the shifter from park to all the rest of the gears, okay? With the key turned all the way to start. If it still doesn't start, then it's not the safety, not the neutral safety switch. And that could be a problem. But if it doesn't, put it back in park. Now you gotta make sure you put it back in park. Okay? Then you go out and you get something and you give the starter a little hit. Then you go back in and try to crank it again. If it starts, that's your starter. Okay?
Wait, what's that other thing you said before that? Putting it in all the gears?
Yeah, you hold the brake.
Yeah.
And you turn your key on to the start position,
okay,
all the way over.
Yeah.
And you shift the shifter with the other hand and go through all the gears. If the safety, the neutral safety switch is bad, it'll start in one of the other gears.
Oh.
Okay? But if not, then it's not that. So,
that's you're doing some... Hit it with the hammer.
Yeah. Yeah, just like people.
Does your battery... I mean, does the car turn over, though? What if it's the battery that's dead?
Then you know it's the battery, because if it don't start after you hit the starter, then it's the battery.
Oh, so even if it's the starter, the engine won't turn over?
Well, if the starter is bad and you hit it with the hammer or whatever, it should start. If the battery is good.
So, what if you don't? What if you don't know where your starter is? So you can't do that. How can you tell if it's the battery or the starter without doing that?
Then. You just got to get somebody to come in and jump start the car for you. And don't use a jumper cable, because jumper cables can transfer the virus that's in your computer to other computers or the other one into yours. So don't jump start with jumper cables. Okay? So, anyway. The rail is going to go down in the middle of Dillingham. And according to the rail companies and people in the rail, they said it's going to take up only the two center lanes and the outer lanes will be open. That is not true, folks. There's so much BS going on the information of rail. It's not funny. It's not funny. Go check down Kamehameha Highway and see how unhappy the people are down there. Okay, who's next?
We have Andy from Honolulu.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, hey, George. Back in 1885 and 1890, I used to drive out to Piatone and buy tires that looked good for $5. I used to go to Republican Street and buy tires that looked good for $5 and $10.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to, where else did I go? Oh, Unirail on Dillingham near the prison. And buy good. So can that still be done?
I think so, but not recommended.
Not recommended?
No, because there's the time limit on tires. tires after 6 to 7 years are no good. There's a, there's a, what they call, manufactured date on each tire.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I had a taxi that I ran, and I'll put them on my taxi, a 73 Nova.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George. Last night I was watching TV late, George. I happened to catch this thing called Punish 'em.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Tracy.
Oh, yeah. It is Punish 'em.
And, you know, you guys, Tracy did a really good job. I don't know how old that one was that they showed last night, but, boy, he sure did a terrific job of doing the history of Raceway Park before and after, and even bringing up, you know, at the end, like, you know, what's up with Governor Ige, you know, how come, I mean, in a, you know, in a good, respectful way, you know, how come all the rest of the islands, they have nice tracks and whatnot, and here we are on the most populous island, and there's nothing. And they promised. Didn't they promise, George? You know something about this, don't you?
Yep. Well, yeah. Rob, you know how far the promise of a politician goes.
Oh, there was, what is the name of the guy that has the really beautiful, I think it was a yellow, it wasn't Barbosa, was it? Looked like a 68 Camaro or something, but really, really beefed up, George.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I should have written down his name, but I knew Esther maybe might recognize who that guy was, because he was talking and they showed how much money he had put into his car. And also, George, I mean, Tracy was so smart that he put it all together, this thing, and he showed all the background mechanics, the machine shop guys, all of the business that was lost.
Yes.
Because of that, of closing down the park.
Yep.
Shoot, I know it's kind of a raw, sore subject, but...
The racers just too stupid to do anything.
Oh.
Too stupid. You're sad.
The guys never really, really got together in any kind of...
Nope.
It seems like I remember you, George, saying, you know, if you guys don't come together and you know, lean on these guys, they're just going to, you know, keep on shining you guys on.
That's right.
And I guess that's what happened. Just
Nobody listens.
Nobody listens. Okay, well, anyway.
You take care, Rob.
Okay, George, have a good rest of the day. It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Okay, aloha. Break time?
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again and at 808-524-1080. Okay, so anyway, if you're on Kauai, Harvey Maeda has ethanol, he has a Royal Purple, the good one, and he also has that electronic rust-proofing device. A rust-proofing device, folks, is awesome. The best thing, and highly recommended for all new cars. Okay? Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. And on Oahu, you can give us a call at 847-5554. We also have that rust proofer. And if you want to order from the outside island, we can send it to you. Okay? Who's next on the phone?
We have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, George. I've got a question. I purchased a battery from you the other week that had the 1,000 amps.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if it's in my mind, but the car seems to run better. But I know you explained something about getting better mileage and all. Can you kind of review that again?
Oh, okay. See, the battery has 1,000 amps, right?
Right.
Okay. You look at diehards, they have about 300 or 400 amps. Okay. So it's like having two or three batteries instead of one. But the amps, not the volts now, it's the amps that makes the spark at the spark plug. So the higher the amp, the bigger the spark at the spark plug. So the bigger the spark at the spark plug, the more complete the burn, and the more power and better gas mileage you get.
Yeah, because it's noticeable, the difference.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I learned that way back in the 60s when my race car's battery died and I had to change battery and put in a low amp battery, and the car would barely run.
And then one more comment is I also use the ethanol
mm-hmm.
from you, and the difference is like unbelievable, the car.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife, she didn't know anything, but she says, hey, the car is smoother and it's quiet. And
yeah.
I did it twice, and twice she made the same remark. So it definitely makes a difference.
Oh, it does. And until people try it themselves, they don't know.
Yeah, it's like a old dog turning into a puppy. It's fun.
Yep, that's right.
But thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a good one.
You too. Aloha. Okay.
We have .3 Dean on the line.
Oh, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah. I finally had a chance to call in to give the news that, remember last week I was talking about gasoline, I had 15 gallons of Shell V-Power gas
mm-hmm.
that had been stored since April, but it was 50-50 spiked with ethanol and the V-Power gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I finally got to consume it and got some good news to tell you. That gas was 6 months old, yet this last fill up running that gave me 25 miles per gallon.
Hmm.
Bearing in mind now, this thing was in storage for 6 months.
Yes, the ethanol is like a preservative.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, like Waipahu, that the Waipahu company, he said ethanol's no good.
Yeah.
The guy is dreaming.
Yeah, just like what Kimo, Kimo kept saying, that no, the ethanol don't change it. How did I jump from 25 miles per gallon, from anywhere between 15 to 19? How did I get this time almost already 25 miles per gallon?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Until people try it, they will never believe it.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
But that's okay. More for us.
Exactly. No ethanol source.
Mm-hmm.
But, yep, okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so, anyway, it is a good fuel, and it's so sad the human race don't see it. It's very sad. Okay, so, anyway, how many of you think this Hawaii, this is kind of a hot topic, that Hawaii is the 50th state?
What do you mean?
How many of you think that Hawaii is the 50th state? Legally.
They said we are.
Oh, that's what they say. Call the EPA in San Francisco and tell them. That's how I learned. The EPA said, Hawaii is not the state. We don't cover Hawaii. And that's why I asked them, well, is that why you never did anything when the former mayor dumped the sewer into the Alawai Canal? And the guy at the EPA said, you darn right, if he did that on the mainland, he'd be in federal prison. Makes sense. I mean, you can't do that. You can't just pour this pollution all over the place and say, oh, too bad, that's all we can do. No, it don't work that way. Anyway, go check it out. Go check out how did Hawaii become the 50th state. Congress and the president at that time voted for that. And you cannot. The people of Hawaii have to vote to be the 50th state. Okay? So, anyway.
Wait, didn't they sign some kind of paper?
You can sign all the paper you want, but if the people there don't vote, it's a no deal. They have to vote. That's the deal. Now, if you want all these products, any of these products, go to Crested Cleaning Center. Crested Cleaning Center has the Good Royal Purple, the AMSOIL, TransOIL, and all the other good stuff that we recommend on the show. Give Crestic a call at 942-2500. 942-2500. They have a lot of good stuff there, and you're going to be surprised. Good stuff. And that EnviroClean is fantastic. You got to try it. If you have a condo, you live in a condo, and they want you to clean up the oil spill, just pour some EnviroClean on it. It'll clean it up. Perfect. Like you scrubbed it with a strong detergent without using water. Just pour it on, swish it around with the broom, and that's it. Okay? Go try it out. And I think Crested Cleaning Center carries that. Okay? So anyway, call your representatives to get rid of safety check. Get rid of safety check and get the weights and measures back to check the octane of gasoline. You're not getting what is posted on the pump.
Well, they never check that anyway. They just check if...
the volume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's that time that we say aloha. And I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And to the people for tuning in, take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.